You don't need to be a Christian for any long period of time that you wouldn't be familiar with the story of our Lord's resurrection, what today is all about. As Christians, we celebrate his life and an empty tomb. It brings us comfort when you stand by the grave of a loved one. How many of you ever have lost a loved one in your life? When you stand by the grave of a loved one, you've received the comfort from the Word of God. The pastor there usually shares a truth that you can count on for your own salvation as well. But how has it affected your life? How has it changed your life? What does the Lord's resurrection have to do with your thinking? How about your conversations? And how about the way you conduct yourself? These are things that should be affected by the resurrection. Some of the things I want to review are some of the truths that we see in the resurrection. Jesus Christ is alive and he is at the Father's right hand. It's interesting how they made the grave so secure. They put the Roman soldiers by it because the Pharisees said that they will make sure that the grave is sealed and make sure that you have guards there because they were afraid the disciples would come back and steal the body of Jesus and then say he resurrected. But I can tell you that didn't have to happen because Jesus resurrected. The Father called and Jesus resurrected. The stone wasn't rolled away to let Jesus out, but to let us in to see that the tomb was empty. About 5 o'clock on Easter morning, somewhere around probably 4:30 to 5 o'clock, an earthquake took place and shook. And an angel came down and rolled the stone away. And we know it's about that time that our Lord resurrected. And the first one at the scene was Mary Magdalene. There were two groups of women that came to the tomb that morning. And Mary Magdalene was the first one. But he is alive. He is at the Father's right hand. But he, having offered one sacrifice for the sins of all time, sat down at the right hand of God. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 12. So we believe that our Lord's death was sufficient to pay for all of our sins, and his resurrection and ascension are the proof of that. We are forgiven and we are eternally secure in Christ. In him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is a first installment of our inheritance with regard to the redemption of our God's own possession to the praise of his glory. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 13 and 14, Jesus died for our sins and he rose from the grave. And we believe in him and we know that they are eternally secure. It isn't based on performance, but it's based on our Lord's payment for our sins. The Holy Spirit indwells each and every one of us as believers, and it's a guarantee of our heavenly inheritance. And we are going to live forever. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life, John 3:16. So we have God's promise of eternal life. And so it encourages us to live righteously and gives us hope for eternity. And we too will be physically resurrected. It is sown a perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. 1 Corinthians 15 and 42. Our Lord's resurrection guarantees that we will have the same experience. All the sin and weakness of our present bodies will be a thing of the past when Jesus returns to raise us up. And heaven is our home. Jesus promised, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm coming again and will take you to myself so that where I am, there you also will be. John chapter 14 and verse 3. Jesus shared this with his disciples after the Last Supper. And because of our Lord's grace was provided through his Son, one day we will be made perfect and we'll enter the heavenly place that he has prepared for us, never again to be separated from our Savior or our loved ones. Jesus came so we could have abundant life and that we will be our experience for all of eternity. John 10:10. And we will see our loved ones. Right now, we are absent from the Lord. But we have this hope. We are of good courage, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:8. Our saved and loved ones are in the Lord's presence right now. Has Christ made a difference in your life? Are you growing in holiness? What is your message as a believer? You've trusted in the Lord as your Savior. You placed your eternal future in His hands. Are you sharing your testimony of what He has done in your life with others so they too can be saved? Are you a beacon to the people with whom you work and whom you live? Your conduct and conversation, it should show that you are different from the rest of the world because Christ is now living in you and is on display through you. So you must guard yourself against being consumed with those things and over concerns. Make an effort to tell others about the peace and security that you have found in our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. The truth that you offer could change someone's eternal destiny. Are you serving the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit? At the moment of salvation, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in you. As you serve Him, He's the one who brought you to salvation by convicting you of sin. Do you realize that you are never alone? When you trusted the Lord as your Savior, you gained a friend who will never leave nor forsake you. He came to live within you through the Holy Spirit, and so you'll never, ever be alone. He is always there. So the news of the resurrection of Jesus is a message that the whole world desperately needs to hear. And we've been given the privilege of praying for people, telling them about the hope of eternal life that's available through Jesus Christ, our Savior. It's our responsibility to share the good news with others. Would you stand with me? How often do you think about our Lord's resurrection? How has His resurrection affected how you live? Could those you know well say that you are living a new kind of life, or would they say you're still living as you always did before? May they see a change in your life. May they see Jesus in you. Father in heaven, thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day. What a joy it's been to be in your presence with these people. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done today. We just heard some good music and your precious word. And Father, now it's time to go home. We want to thank you for each and every one that was able to be here today. And Lord, be with them. Grant them a safe trip to their homes. Till we come back again, we pray that we'll be busy about your business. And we pray that Jesus will be seen in our lives and others will want to know. And we have a chance to share to them what you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, amen. Lord bless you. Happy Easter.